Well, yeah, it's official. We are now officially in a strong buyer's market when it comes to CNBC. But there is a catch, and I'm going to go over that catch with you in a second. First off, I want to go over right over through here to let you know where mortgage rates are going for the day. And the reason why I do this is my name is Dan Frio. I'm the host of The Rate Update, and I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico, and you're here for these. So my goal each day is to go over these and explain to you guys what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. So here's what we're going to talk about today. The mortgage rates, they eased a little bit. The bond market was flat, especially after the news. We just got the breaking news from the Fed. But let's go over to this thing. Here's what I want to talk to you guys about. Housing numbers point to an unusual strong buyer's market. What happened? You know, unless you're in an area like maybe Austin or parts of Florida that tanked in value, here's what we're looking at. Mortgage rates that are still in the six range. That's high historically. But here's what we want to look at. There's 36.8% more homes than buyers in October. Okay, and that giving us some data. Real estate firms cite affordability as being their biggest issue, but home prices nationally, they're up 1.2%. But you might be saying, okay, well, how about Austin? Austin's down 20%. Well, if Austin's down 20%, that means something else is up 21.2%. Because if you have a national average up 1.2%, something had to offset it. So that's my concern with all this. There's really no other data other than basically there's more houses on the market. If you go down through here, there's another little piece of this I want you guys to see. Home prices continue to weaken nationally, but we're still 1.2% higher than last September. And prices are still roughly 50% higher nationally than where they were 5 years ago. Remember about that rate crash stuff? I think they're still talking about that. I don't watch any of those videos anymore. It makes me nuts. So now, is this going to make houses a little more affordable? Can you afford it? Maybe not. But let's now go over to the Federal Reserve. What are they going to do? Are they going to make rates cheaper to make homes a little more affordable? It doesn't look like that as well either. So we just got breaking news saying the Federal Reserve, a lot of the members didn't really want to cut. They cut because of the jobs market. And they're like, okay, we know the jobs market, we're getting conflicting data, but we got to do something. Well, to make the markets, appease the markets, appease the president maybe or whatever, we're going to go ahead and cut rates. But now they're saying, okay, this next time, we're probably not going to do that. So if you watch my videos throughout the week, we did a study this week and we took all the members of the Federal Reserve who vote. You know, 7 of the 12 are probably going to vote for no rate cuts in December. So that's basically going to take rate cuts off the table. So that's why the markets are not doing so well since the Federal Reserve's news has come out. Well, let's get over to the bond market to see the reactions of this. Bonds are up 2 ticks. I don't think anything's really happened because since this news has been brought out because there's really no news here. Okay, so I'm seeing the market's basically flat. It's up 2, giving a little bit of relief to the markets that we have right now. Really no data for the day. Go over to the stock market, and Dow Jones is down a little bit. The S&P's up a little bit. NASDAQ's down or up a little bit. Everything's just hanging, waiting for NVIDIA earnings to come out. We do have the VIX. If you're new to the channel, VIX, basically what this is telling us and why we bring it up, this is the anxiety or the blood pressure on Wall Street. The higher this number, the more anxious the markets are. 23 is pretty darn high. So the markets are going to be jittery as all get out right now. You're seeing Bitcoin crumble. You're seeing oil come down, which is real nice for the inflation numbers right through here. Oil under $60 a barrel is great for inflation. And that's what the Federal Reserve is watching on top of the jobs numbers. So now let's get over to that stuff. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to fill a whole bunch of information. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be around tomorrow. I'm going to be traveling. I'll be back Friday with our opening bell. But here's what I want you guys to pay attention to. This is all the data that's going to really focus what the Federal Reserve is going to do. They're monitoring now how are the jobs numbers looking. Okay, we need the numbers to kind of look bad. That's the best way I can say this. So if we have a bigger unemployment claims, we have a higher unemployment rate, the Federal Reserve is going to be forced to cut rates. Well, I don't really want them to be forced to cut rates, and I don't want you to lose your job. So my expectations are the markets are pretty much going to be just stagnant. I don't think we're going to have the jobs market falling off a cliff. I don't think there's a ton of hiring. I don't really think there's much of anything going on. I think the economy is gradually slowing, but not at a pace that the market's crashing. So what the Federal Reserve's most likely going to do, well, in 20 days, they're most likely going to do this. Let's scroll down and look at the probabilities. Now, this morning, there was about a 50-50 chance of a Fed cut. Oh boy, now that looks off the table at this point. Now there is a 60, almost a 70% chance that the Federal Reserve will not be cutting rates at the next meeting. So there must have been a little more information in those Federal Reserve minutes that met the eye. So right now the bond market's taking this in stride, but the overall markets are saying Federal Reserve's not going to cut at the next meeting. And I was basically on that camp. I didn't think they were going to cut at this meeting unless the jobs report came in really bad, because here's what they monitor. Okay, they monitor inflation. We know that that's ticking up, and they're saying, okay, as long as this doesn't go above 3, we're okay. We're okay with it for now, because we know tariffs are a one-off. Here's the problem we have. So pay attention to the unemployment rate that's coming out, and that is coming in tomorrow morning. So as this key stays steady, the Fed's going to be okay. We don't have to do anything. If this starts ticking up, that'll force the Fed's hand. So are they going to be forced or not? Those are the numbers you need to pay attention to tomorrow and the whys behind it. So here's what I want to provide you guys. I'm going to start going out and giving you a lock or rate suggestion. And then we're going to go 30, 60, 90 days or further out. So let me tell you what I would do right now. If I'm closing within 30 days, lock it. Lock it, be done. How mortgage rates work is you can lock on a 15-day. You can lock on a 30-day, a 45-day, a 60-day. You can lock further out. And I'm going to do videos on what locks even mean. But the further duration of a lock you are requiring, or the further duration of your closing that's out, the higher the rate's going to be. Because what happens is the bank has to hold that money for you until the closing. Well, there's a cost for that. So the longer the duration of time you're applying for your loan and locking in the rate and you're closing, and the higher the rate's going to be. So if you're closing within 30 days, lock it in. If you're closing within 45 days, hold. Wait for that 30-day lock. Same thing with a 60-day lock, but make sure you subscribe over there so every time I post a video, you get an alert. What do you do if you're a homeowner right now? Well, let's get back to my rate forecast here in a second. If you're a homeowner right now and you want us to track rates for you, you're like, Dan, I've been tracking these things and I keep missing it. Are we at the bottom now? Should I wait? Well, put in your information right through here. It's called RateWatch 2.0. What I want is your mortgage information. We don't sell the data. Just tell me what rate you'd be interested in refinancing. When it hits there, I'll call you. I'll text you. I'll email you. We'll go over the numbers. If it makes sense, we'll lock you in and get the paperwork started. If not, we'll lower the rate and call you again at another point. But let's go back to those out there. If you're looking out to 60, 90 days, just hold. Just hold. Wait for that 30-day gap, or pay attention, because I'm going to start coming out every day and telling you to lock or float. So 30 days in or less, lock. Further out, I want you to float at this time. Now, if you're looking to build down the road, and there's really not much you can do, but I'll give you some guidance here. Based on the Federal Reserve's dot plot and what I think the numbers are going to come out, I don't really think rates are going to go much, much higher than where they are now. They could. Could they go much lower? Nah, they're going to be in a tight range. My range I'm expecting is basically between 5.99 and 6.375. I'm going to hold steady that for Q4 of this year, as well as Q1 of next year, unless there's something that just comes in, maybe even tomorrow, that would make my numbers change. But right now I'm saying we're on the top end of that tier. Now going further out, if you're looking to get pre-approved, reach out to us. Here's how I would like you to move forward. If you're getting a pre-approved to build or maybe buy in the spring, make sure you get qualified at a rate 0.5% higher. Because if you can qualify at that rate, you're comfortable with that rate's payment, and if rates don't move and you end up closing at rates where they are today, your payment's $200-$300 less than you were expecting. Bet you'd be happy for that. So if you need some help navigating anywhere in the country, if you're looking to buy, you're looking to sell and maybe move to another location, maybe you're looking to refinance, I'd love to help you. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report each day. I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And we have a slogan. You might hear this on every video I say, and here's this. One application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, folks, the bank I work at that provides me a federal license also is set up with 30 other banks. There's more than 30 other banks, lenders, credit unions. We can offer you their programs, their rates, everything, and you work with us directly. So how do you do that, or how do you get started? Just go to rateupdate.com. There's all the tools up there that you need. Above my head is our phone number. Right above my head as well is an Ask Dan button. Click that. send me a question. I'll be the one personally answering back. Or before you put in your application to buy or refinance, why don't you schedule an appointment so you can learn a little bit more about us and we can learn a little bit more about you before you start really diving into home ownership or seeing how much money you can save on a refinance. So now today, hopefully you understand if you're a consumer out there looking to buy, build, or refinance, or you're a realtor, maybe a loan officer, now you can understand a little bit more on what the heck happened with those and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching, folks. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so over there. Remember, I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be traveling, so I'll see you back here on Friday morning, bright and early, at the opening bell. And by that time, I'm sure these numbers are going to change quite a bit by then. So take care. God bless, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.